Why do dogs bury bones? To understand this behavior in dogs, we should consider how wolves act, because wolves are the ancestors of all dogs. Most instinctual behavior in dogs can be traced back to wolves. When a wolf hunts a small animal, like a mouse or a rabbit, it is eaten immediately by a single wolf. Even sheep and small deer can be eaten quickly by a few wolves. A wolf can eat up to 20 pounds of meat in one meal. When wolves catch large animals, such as big deer, horses, or cattle, however, they find themselves with more meat than they can eat in one day. In such cases, they may tear off large pieces of meat and bury them under the ground. This keeps them safe from scavengers, especially birds such as crows, buzzards, and vultures. In hot summer weather, it also keeps the meat from quickly going bad. The wolf digs a hole with its front feet while still holding the meat in its jaws. When the hole is big enough, it simply opens its jaws and drops the meat in. Then it uses its nose to push earth back into the hole and cover the meat. Unlike a cat, it never uses its front feet to fill a hole it has dug. A hungry dog would, like its wolf ancestors, eat everything it could. Only if there were something left over would it be carried into the garden and buried. But although dogs are overfed in many homes, it isn't possible to hold commercial dog food in the jaws while digging a hole. Dogs fed only bowls full of soft, canned dog food or tiny bits of dried food never have the chance to bury anything. However, if they are given large bones, they have something they can carry and hide in a hole. Even if a dog is not overfed, a large bone is impossible to break up and eat, and therefore has the quality of a food object that cannot be eaten at the present time. It is this leftover quality of a bone that persuades even a hungry dog to bury it.